What's the road finished?
It's gone now. Everything is not blocked or any. Not blocked. In a minute, a crane is going to be set off. Look!
Oh, yes.
It's hooked it on itself. Now it's going. Look, it's gone. Up and off it goes.
You're playing with your toy crane, aren't you?
I am. But there was some serious trouble there. As long as a big storm out there.
Some serious trouble because there was a big storm. Oh dear, what sort of serious trouble are you having to pick up fallen trees and branches?
I'm sorry, aren't.
Yes, I aren't.
I am,
that's better.
I'm not.
Do you remember when we went to see you?
I'm not a tree, Lolly. I'm a crane.
No, I know you're a crane, but cranes sometimes probably could lift things that had fallen down in the wind if they were very big, couldn't they? They'd be used to move big trees and...
I try, so...
Look at that big lorry outside.
Oh, yes, that might be, I guess.
It's a Scottish Pilot, isn't it? It's a huge lorry. Oh dear, he's having problems. Do you know why?
Why?
Because there's a big skip on the road.
Oh, no.
Can you see the skip on the road and he's having to get past...
I can't.
Well, you will in a minute when the lorry's got past. He's having to get past Stephen's car and the skip. Now, just pop into the chair and you'll see.
No, it's gone.
It hasn't gone. It's here with the skip. And the postman's coming round.
I don't want to collect the letters today.
You don't have to collect the letters today? Oh, dear, are you in a grumpy mood?
Yes, I am a grumpy mood.
Oh dear, why are you in a grumpy mood?
I don't know.
Do you feel grumpy?
Yeah.
Oh, heck.
So everyone calls me stupid.
Nobody calls you stupid.
Mummy. Hey, Mummy, don't do that, because I wouldn't have done that.
I'm just folding up a face card.
No, don't put it over there. Please, throw you the game.
I'm not spoiling a game, Thomas. I'm telling you.
I wanted you to put him on there, and I wanted to crane it.
Well, they won't even crane that one. You silly Billy. Come here. Come on, let's sit in this nice rocking chair and have a cuddle.
No.
What's the problem?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is it just very early in the morning? Whoops. Come on, up you get.
Yeah.
Are you hiding?
No, I'm not.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
Oh dear. We're not being very pleasant this morning, are we?
We aren't.
Have you woken up too soon?
It's too soon.
Oh dear. Oh well, we'll give it time. I'm going to pour myself a cup of tea now. Would you like some cereal and juice?
Yes.
Yes, please.
I heard something coming. So bumpy, I said, why, your mail, it was a post lorry.
A post lorry, right.
And it, you know what it did? It moved on a separate road and it stopped. It was got some problem.
Oh dear, what was the problem with it?
He was trying to get past from a stupid crane.
Oh dear, is there a crane on in the way?
And he picked it on. That was so loud.
It was loud, that wasn't it?
Ooh!
That's a funny horn.
Annie.
Oh, Thomas, he wouldn't do that, would he? Look, the postman's come now. What do you think he's brought?
A sweetie.
Go and have a look and see what he's brought.
Oh, just some nuts and no sweets.
No, dear, but he never brings sweets. does he? Let's have a look at the letters, please.
No, I just shut a door because it's very important.
What's very important?
Letters.
Thomas, could you bring the letters, please?
No, it's for Daddy.
How do you know they're for Daddy?
Because it says important.
It says important on it, doesn't it? Oh, well, if it says important, Daddy can have it. We don't want anything important, do we?
Me
too. We don't like important, do we?
Why?
Because important usually means it's a bill or something that needs paying. We don't like that, do we?
We do.
Do we?
Yes, hair.
It's a mess of the hair. I've just washed it. It's wet.
Yeah, messy, Mummy.
You like messing with my hair, don't you?
Mummy, Daddy, mess.
That's Daddy's mobile phone. I think you better put that down.
He comes back down
and I
leave it alone.
No, no. You don't leave it alone just because he comes back. You leave it alone full stop. Come on, you've got your own mobile phone now.
I haven't.
You have Daddy's, isn't to play with it. It gets dropped and broken off. You turn it on and forget and the battery goes flat. Oh, be trouble, won't it? Oh, look at my dress now, Thomas.
What's the matter?
You've jumped all over it.
Yeah.
No.
Bye.
Are you going to go and see the letters? Going to flip the
no,
because
it's not for you, it's not for me, it's for Daddy.
We don't know they're for Daddy, you haven't picked them up yet. Well, I'm going to go and get them.
I don't like you anymore.
Don't you? Fair enough. That's okay. I'm sure you will when you want something.
I will want.
Oh, silly Billy, come here. There are two letters. One is a postcard, a pretty picture. That's from Mrs. Maybury. Do you remember the lady who stayed last
week? I know. My car on the television said, send a birthday card.
Oh, CBBC, I'm sure as they tell you to send a postcard of where you live, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, this is a postcard now, and it's from Austria.
Yeah!
Doesn't include you. Ah, the last line. Big kiss for Thomas. Now look, you saying they're all important. Yeah. What's this envelope got on it?
Yes, a teddy bear.
A teddy bear?
No, it just went around this little circle that it was going around the other circle.
Oh, right, the post line. Look at this. This teddy bear, what's he holding in his hand?
A cakey.
A birthday cake with how many candles on it?
Two. No cakes.
Got one candle.
He has a
device. Do you know who it's for?
Yeah. Pooey.
Oh, don't be like that. You're just being naughty.
I'm going to rip it.
You're not going to rip it. It's for you.
I will rip it.
Come on, it's for you. Let's open it.
I don't want to. Leave it tomorrow.
Thomas, it's a letter for you.
I'm going to rip it.
I'm going to open it.
No, I'm not. Don't smack it.
Come here, please, and open the letter.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not nice.
I'm going to rip it.
It's Mama's handwriting on the envelope.
I'm going to rip it.
Come and do it here, please. Are you ripping it open?
Boo! Let me show you what the picture is.
What is it?
In a minute. Boo!
What have you found?
I won't show you that yet.
You won't show me yet?
Shut your eyes.
Alright, so close my eyes.
Open!
What What is it?
A bus.
A big red London bus. It's a postcard, isn't it? I know who sent this postcard.
Yeah.
You know who sent the postcard?
Yeah.
He went to London last weekend.
Me.
No, you went to Mum and Grandad's. So you went to London.
Me.
Mummy and Daddy did. Look, it's from Mummy and Daddy.
Oh, what it was mine.
No, it is for you. But what happened? We sent it.
I still want it.
Listen, we sent it to Nana and Grandad's address.
I smacked you.
But you're being very naughty this morning. We sent it to Nana and Grandad's address on Saturday. And you didn't leave Nana's till Monday, but it must not have got there until Tuesday, so Grandma's posted it to you.
What about my lorry train set?
Listen, it says, Dear Thomas, we had a good flight on an aeroplane and been on a big wheel. Looked down on lots of trains and buses. Going to see a dome today like Home Hill on the Teletubbies. Love Mummy and Daddy. And that was written on Saturday morning. And it's a picture of a London bus.
Mummy. I'm stopping on here a bit, but I'm coming up here because a train's going to run over it in a minute.
Is it?
It is. Really sure it is.
Do you not like your postcard then?
No, I don't.
Oh, well.
I call it stupid.
What do you call everything stupid? Well, in future, Thomas, when we go away, we won't bother sending you anything. We went to a lot of trouble to get that postcard and get a stamp and find a postbox. You're not very grateful, are you?
I am. Everybody calls me stupid and bothered.
Who calls you stupid?
Everybody.
Well, I've not heard anybody call you stupid.
No, not you. Somebody else.
Well, who's called you stupid?
I don't know. Oh,
perhaps it's because you say stupid all the time, so somebody just thinks of you as saying stupid, and that's what they meant. Do you think?
Mummy, hold this button. No, you don't. It falls down that way.
A barrier?
A barrier, yeah.
Do you not want to eat your breakfast now?
No, Mummy. That's why I want you to don't say this. Mummy, hold that, won't you?
Oh, bless you. What do you say?
Pardon?
No.
Excuse me?
That's fine, but what about the barrier?
You can shut it for a train not to run over there. I say, really get lost! I said.
You said, please.
Please? I'm nearly there.
I'm doing it once and then we're having our breakfast. Because it's getting late. Okay?
Lizzie got past.
Yes.
Thank you.
Quite all right, train man.
Shh.
Purdy's having a run around outside. Look at her. She's running really quickly. What's she doing?
What?
See this.
She's running back again.
She's having a funny 5 minutes, isn't she, running round the house? She's running round the garden and now she's coming. You silly Billy.
You silly Billy.
She ran round the garden and then she ran in the house, didn't she? Ran up there, turned round and ran back again. You silly old girl.
You silly old girl. Look
at. Oh, thank you. That's off the weighing scales, isn't it? Right, Curly's now, Thomas.
You're a silly cat, isn't she?
She's an old cat, but she can still run very quickly, can't she?
You can. Okay. Mummy, don't move my post lorry away, will you?
No.
I'll slam you very much. I just mind it could be over. Oh, bother! Bash my bones!
Dropped it?
Yes, I just went this, then I just dropped it.
Oh,
I didn't mean to, it just went smash, bang, water.
Get down and pick it up then.
I can't.
Oh, well, it'll stay down there till after breakfast then.
Oh, it's a long way away here.
Is it?
Oh, there we are. Found it. Right. Ow, get up, chair. I'm getting out. Yeah. There, that's better. I pull my straps up. I don't like my I don't want my straps on now. Because I'm on this way. I don't do it ever.
Thomas, listen. You've been very grumpy today.
I like being grumpy.
Well, I don't like you being grumpy, nor does anybody else. Now just calm down, please.
I can't.
You've been very out of sorts. I don't know why.
I am.
You went to bed okay last night. What's the matter?
I'm still grumpy.
Well, you're tired. Is that the problem? You're still tired?
No. No, I want a sweetie.
You're certainly not having a sweetie from me.
Why?
Well, for a start off, you've done nothing to deserve a sweetie.
I want sweets because I like sweets.
No, you had one sweet yesterday, and that was one that Auntie Linda had given you. And I told you last night you're not having any sweets from me. I don't think this morning's going to have helped.
Why?
Because you've just not been a nice boy.
I like being like, yeah, wee.
Just think, when you're a nice and good boy, you get a sweet. If you're being like you are now, there's no way.
Look at this. Very low, very look at it.
Do you really not like the postcard that Mummy and Daddy sent you?
No, it's a bit more away, but it doesn't look so covered up. It's all covered up, Mummy.
You've got your hand over the sign on the line, not Royal Mail.
And then it was Royal Mail again.
Right.
Good. Well, you can be a sign saying, no post lorries allowed.
All right, I'm a sign saying no post lorries allowed. All right. No, you can't get past post lorry. No. No, you can peep all you like. It says no post lorries allowed.
I bash you.
No. A post lorry wouldn't do Thomas, would it? Right, what would you like for breakfast, Thomas?
I want cereal and drink. Daniel, open it as I say and drink. Cereal drink, please.
What sort of cereal would you like?
Cereal bar and some cereal, and cereal drink. Thank you very much.
What sort of cereal, Thomas? Would you like cornflakes, Rice Krispies or Honey Loops?
Honey Loops. You say no post lorries allowed.
No post lorries allowed.
I want to get past to a sweetie shop.
What do you say?
Please?
Sorry, no post lorries allowed.
But I'm going to a licorice shop to buy some licorice.
Go on then, same as it's you.
Thank you very much.
Right, what would you like on your honey nut loops? Thomas, would you like milk or just as they are?
And just where they are.
Just the way they are. Just as they are. Hello, Purdy.
Hiya, fluffy chicken. Hello, nice little food. Bye.
Knocked all the bones over.
I don't think so.
There you are. I'm going to have some cornflakes, I think. If you'd like to see them, it's not really empty.
Oh, wait.
There's a magpie on the grass. I can only see one.
They aren't nice.
They are nice.
I aren't. I want the milk.
You like milk? okay?
Yeah. That was a trouble.
Right, take your spoon. No, take it out now if you're having one.
I don't want to. I want to put it here.
No, you're not putting a spoon in the postman when you've got milk on it anymore.
Yeah, but...
Not to put your spoon in.
Okay. Thanks.
The mess. It's not polite, is it? No. Stop it. Funny, Thomas, it's just silly.
You silly, Mummy.
Just think, if anybody invites you round for breakfast, I'll have to say I'm sorry. Thomas can't come because he doesn't know how to eat cereal politely. You'd be disappointed then, wouldn't you? It's good. Purdy, I'm giving you food. Oh, Purdy's waiting for because she's got some food. It's not very warm actually, is it this morning?
Yeah, you
can. Are you warm enough? Would you like your dressing gown on?
No, I'm not. I won't bother.
You won't bother? You're fine, are you? Both crunching away again, aren't we? I'd put a bit more milk on mine than I normally have. They're not quite as crunchy. I said I'd put a little bit more milk on mine than I normally have, so mine are a little bit more crunchy, aren't they?
Gone away.
Who's gone away?
No, Liam, look.
Liam will be going to school, won't he?
He will.
Mmm. Yes. And his school uniform on. I didn't actually see him. I presume he's going to school anyway. Not quite sure because some schools started Monday, some are starting Wednesday. Mixed up with the days, is it? He will be going to school, won't he?
I will.
It's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm all mixed up because I haven't been to work on my usual day this week. So I'm all confused. I see you, Mum. It's Thursday because Ben started, didn't he? Yesterday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Isabel started Tuesday.
Yes.
People in Didsbury started on Monday.
Yeah.
But Stephen's car hasn't gone, has it?
No.
Oh, perhaps Stephen Oh, I don't know, there's a parcel for us. Laurie's pulling up now, look. I don't know. All confused. So Janine's coming tomorrow to see us. Looking forward to that.
No.
No?
No.
Why?
Just no.
Just no. Because you're grumpy about everything today, aren't you? Right. Okay, but you look forward to it when she comes, won't you? And you're going to Mrs. Blackford's this afternoon?
Yes. And that's it.
What is it? What did you do on Tuesday at Mrs. Blackford's?
Oh, I have a picnic.
The most picnic, that was in July, wasn't it? That was in the summer before you broke up. That was in the summer, that was the very last day that Teddy Bear's picnic.
Oh dear me, but...
You went on Tuesday afternoon. What did you do on Tuesday afternoon, Mrs. Clapford? I know you didn't do a painting like you normally do. Did other people do paintings?
Yeah.
It was just you. Did you not want to do one?
No.
Did they give you a choice whether you do one or not?
Not.
Did they say, would you like to do a painting?
No, I just didn't want to.
And you told them you didn't want to? Because you normally like painting, don't you?
No, I'm grumpy with painting.
You're grumpy with painting as well?
Yes.
Were you grumpy at nursery on Tuesday? I was going to say you seemed all right. When I went to pick you up, they've got lots of farm animals on the table. Have you been playing with the tractors and the trailers and the farm animals?
No, I can't, because the trailers on the back of the tractors.
Would they not fit?
No.
Oh dear, have they got the wrong tractors and trailers? Purdy.
Yeah.
Purdy. Purdy.
Purdy Wolfie.
She's looking a bit dazed. Purdy, oh, she's ignoring me as well. It must be me today. Look at her. She's turning her head. Look at her.
I can't see.
She's turning her head completely away from me. The more I'm calling her, the more she's twisting her head the other way. Honestly, my children. I don't know why I bother.
Mummy, you wanted to look to Daddy today, didn't you?
I wanted to do what, darling?
Talk with Daddy.
I did talk with Daddy. I talked with Daddy this morning before he went to work. He was still asleep.
But, Mummy.
Yes?
And were you upset in the night? Because... And you know what I could talk with.
Be careful. No, I wasn't upset in the night because I had Daddy to talk with. What happened?
Huh?
When you went up to bed, Daddy kissed you goodnight, didn't he?
Mm.
And then he went out on his bicycle, on his mountain bike, for a ride around, get some exercise. But he hadn't gone out for the night. He'd only gone to ride around the block a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where he rode to?
Mm.
So you think he's been out all night, but he was only out about half an hour. And then he came back, and Mummy and Daddy had a cup of coffee.
Yes.
Oh, Purdy's drinking a saucer of milk now. He came back, we had a cup of coffee, yes. We watched the news, we had the talk, and then we went to bed. And then this morning, Daddy got up early, had a shower, put you into bed with me. Do you not remember that? Then they lifted you out of your bed and put you in with me. Do you remember?
No.
No?
No.
And you were still asleep and I cuddled you up with the quilt. And Daddy came...
What quilt?
With the quilt on Mummy's bed, the duvet. And Daddy
came...
Who's
the gas man?
Who's the gas man? He's not coming here, is he?
He is.
He's just driven past. And Daddy said, bye-bye, Thomas, and gave you a kiss. And you actually said, night-night, Daddy. But it was really this morning. And Daddy gave me a kiss, and we talked about going shopping this evening at Tesco. So I did talk to him this morning before work. And we discussed what we were going to eat this evening, and we talked about all sorts of things. You were fast asleep and didn't hear us. You just slipped off the table. Are you all right? Oh dear, did you not find that funny?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Oh, Purdy's just drunk my milk. Look, because I'd put too much milk on my cereal. So I poured the remaining milk into a saucer and she's just drunk it. Have you seen what she's doing now?
No.
She's sitting on your activity mat. You know the piece of carpet that's laid out with roads and pedestrian crossings and things like the fire station, the hospital, the shops? Birdie's decided it's a good place to sit and have a wash. That's all right, because you sit on her rug in front of the fire, don't you?
I do. That's all right.
It's all right. It's all about sharing, isn't it? You share Purdy's rug.
Purdy Busters! Busters! Oh, Purdy's gone now.
Is she gone?
Yes, she's gone. And I shouted her. Shouted her to.
You did?
Because I don't like birds. But I just gone.
Thomas, would you like some toast or would you like a sandwich?
Yuck.
No, don't say yuck. Would you like a jam sandwich, a marmalade sandwich, or some toast with something on? Well, I'm going to do it because you need something.
I want a drink, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Have I not given you a drink? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that currant all right?
No, it isn't.
It isn't?
It isn't.
Well, do you want this special juice, then?
Yes, in that cup.
All right, there's only this. That's the only little juice we have, Tom.
All right.
Only tiny bit of juice. What's that?
And then put some water in it. Will you?
No, I don't water that down. If you want some more, I'll get you some of that currant juice. We'll buy more of that when we go to the shop this evening. I couldn't find the little straw that goes inside. That's better. There we are.
Oh, thank you. Very delicious.
Very delicious. You've not saved any milk for Purdy. You like your milk, don't you? Yeah. Well, I think it's very cold today.
Well, I think it's very cold.
You think it's cold as well? It's not very nice, is it?
It isn't.
At least it's not raining today, which it normally is. Oh, steady. Are you alright?
It's got bones in it.
It's got bones in it, hasn't it? Oh dear. It's not very good, is it? A jam sandwich or a marmalade sandwich, Thomas?
Just bread.
Just bread?
Yeah. Well, you're my piece, thank you very much.
So, let me get you a plate.
Oh, yummy scrummy.
Oh, Steph, I've got the builder plate.
Oh,
dear, Thomas. Excuse you, I heard you.
I didn't.
I did. That's drinking your juice too quickly. Oh, look, the light's gone off. Just a minute.
Oh,
there we are. We've changed the battery in one of the microphones because I glanced up and it was flashing on and off red, wasn't it?
I don't know why. So
what do you think all the children are doing at school tonight, Tommy?
I think having sweets.
You think they're doing what?
Having sweets.
And sweets? You don't have sweets at school.
I do.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
do you?
I do.
I'd be very surprised. Yes,
right, me.
And there you go. Would you like some more bread?
Please, very much.
There you go.
I want two flat ones.
Two flat ones, or would you like a sandwich?
No, I don't want two. Just two.
Just bread on its own. Okay. Eat it nicely. Just realised I haven't done anything with my hair. I washed it this morning. I just left it. He's brushing, doesn't he?
Okay.
I was going to use the hairdryer, but then I thought it would wake you up, so I didn't bother.
It will wake me up.
Did you have a nice sleep?
I have.
You were still up very early this morning, weren't you?
I was.
Even though I got up before, you were still quite early out of bed. Currant jam.
Look!
It isn't yuck at all.
It is. It's
nice. There you are, leave that in case you want it.
I don't eat that.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Is it not boring, just plain bread? It's nice bread though, isn't it?
It is really nice bread.
Nice fresh bread. There's lots of vans with ladders about this morning.
Yeah.
There was a little gas van at one of the houses yesterday and it's back again this morning. It's a big gas van there as well now.
Where?
Just behind Stephen's car. Look, Stephen's getting into his car now. They're setting off.
I can't see. Can't see, Mummy.
Can you? Is it, why can't you see? Because of the plant?
Nope.
Oh. I know what it is. Daddy's gone on his bike to work and left the car at home. And you can't see past the car, can you? Well, yeah. Actually, it's taller than you, so I can see. I was just wondering why you couldn't see, because normally you can see everything that goes on, but I've realised what it is.
Brother, I miss you.
Never mind. You've seen Stephen driving off many times, I'm sure you'll see him do it again. We went to their house over the summer, didn't we?
We did.
On the trampoline?
Yes. Do my girl today. Today?
I know, it looks like Liam's gone to school, doesn't it? And you're at Mrs. Blackford's this afternoon at nursery?
Yeah. And there's Dorsey. Where's Thomas gone?
Well, Isabel's at school as well, isn't she? Isabel's gone to a little school. It is a nursery school, but she's got to wear a school uniform and she's wearing a straw bonnet and a little straw hat.
No.
She used to wear a little straw hat when she was very, very young, and now she wears a straw bonnet to go to school in. She started on Tuesday.
That's today!
No, that's Thursday today. And Ben started at St John's, which is the school you're going to. So in.
I don't want to need a piece of bread.
All right, that's fine. You've done very well. Ben started St John's School in Heaton Mersey, which is the one that you're going to, on Wednesday, yesterday. I tried several times to ring Lynn to see how he'd gone on, but there was nobody answering the phone. And when we went out for a walk last night before 7 o'clock, Ben's bedroom curtains were closed. So I would imagine he's had a very tiring day and had to go to bed early, don't you?
I think.
And what about Charlotte? What do you think Charlotte's been doing?
I think you're painting.
I think Charlotte's been painting. I bet you'll miss him, don't you? Because she's always had a big brother at home. He's not there anymore. So, Thomas, this time next year, you will have started the same school as Ben, and you'll be a new boy. And Ben will have been there a year, and he'll be able to tell you what goes on. Because Ben is 8 months older than you, isn't he? So whatever Ben has done, you do shortly afterwards.
You know that little drink there? That's drink.
What's drink, then?
That is a bit of lead.
Oh, it is. I know it is. It's like currant juice that's splashed up. That's why I was asking you to be careful with the beaker. And next Wednesday, Thomas,
Yeah. You're
going to a new nursery. You're still going to see Mrs. Blackford at Olive Chateau every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. But as from next Wednesday, every morning...
Morning. We might need a tape recorder here.
Might we?
We might need a drink. Whatever drink is going to be part of a coffee machine.
Oh, I'm a coffee machine, am I?
Not you, me.
Oh, sorry.
I can press the button.
Right. Oh, right. I know what you're going to do in a minute. Are you listening to me about nursery next week?
I got a nursery morning. I stand up. Here we are.
Be careful, the table will collapse. Thomas!
Press the button.
My hand's a button, is it, on the coffee machine?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it needs to get me a drink now. Will you?
Have you seen a coffee machine like that?
Yeah, on Simon Sam.
On Simon Sam. Right. Have you seen coffee machines, Thomas? Sometimes they have them around the place. Where it's a machine and you press a button, put some money in, press a button. I think they have them at the swimming baths. And a plastic cup comes down from the machine and it fills with either tea or coffee or hot chocolate or juice. Do you know the machines I mean? No. Vending machines. Oh, I'm going to show you something.
What is it?
Well, it's looking terribly exciting, but... You see these plastic cups?
Yeah.
You know, like we have at birthday parties? Well, in the drinks machine, Yeah. Very often it's plastic cups. Sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's polystyrene or something else. Or very often in a restaurant, you can put a china or pot cup underneath and press the button and you get a drink in it. These are plastic cups. And I'm going to show you a pencil in a minute.
A parcel?
Not a parcel, a pencil.
Oh, pencil.
Now, would you believe this pencil, or at least the case of the pencil,
Yeah. Was
made from one of those plastic cups? It is made from one recycled vending cup.
Get out! My machine.
Thank you. Would you like something else?
I want to draw something today.
Do you? All right.
Because I'm going to do an icicle west. Draw icicle west. For me. I'm going to do the icicle west there. Right over there. And some up there, and some down here, and some birds here, and land in Germany, and some more circs.
Are you talking about drawing a nice little rest?
A rest. And up there, and around here, and some more circs. Now I'm going to do round things, like my plate.
Well, what I'll do, in that case, let's just wipe this tape.
Yeah.
There you are. Your hand's clean. It's that side. Look at
the
paper. Right.
Yeah.
Some pencils. Would you like some shapes to draw around?
I want my pencil.
Alright, be careful with that because it's quite a sharp one.
Alright.
Do you want to draw around some shapes?
Yeah. Around. 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 Around.
Oh, wonderful. Are you going to try and draw something like a bus or a cat or a car?
A a cat. We start with a T. That's a big long tail, isn't it?
Draw the tail. Let me have a look.
Look.
Wow! Gosh, that's a big tail. Heavens above, you'd open the door and the cat would come through. 5 minutes later, it would still be coming through. Such a long tail.
With them eyes blink, and some mouth. And some bits and bobs here.
Some bits and bobs here?
Yep, and boundary wire here. And yours again. And look at it!
Beautiful. What are you going to call the cat?
I call it Orit Jean.
Jean? Okay.
Wait. Hey! I ripped on that. Look! And look there. And look.
Don't press too hard down on the pencil. Are you going to do a picture with some nice colours?
Brown. Green.
What's that?
Hello.
You need to draw a nice sun for me.
A sun. That's a long sun, isn't it?
If I was drawing the sun, shall I show you what I would do?
Yes. This is my new pen. This is my pen.
That's my sun. Big round sun, look, with beams, with rays coming off it. Could you do one of those?
I can't.
And what's this to us in the sky?
The moon.
The moon. And are those stars?
Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Now some blue.
That's right, blue sky, orange sun, yellow moon, yellow stars, and green would be good for the trees and the grass, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Red, green.
That's beautiful. You were telling me that you'd drawn some flowers at Mama's house.
Look!
Beautiful, that really is a nice picture. Are you going to draw some flowers for me?
I can. Okay. There's some lines.
You were telling me that you'd drawn some flowers at Mama's.
This is a paper man. No, I'm not. I'm drawing because I'm a paper man.
You're a paper man, are you?
Mummy. Just collect, Mummy, just put all this back with lots of papers here.
What sort of paper man are you?
You need papers, you need to collect.
That's what I mean, are you a newspaper collection man, or are you a newspaper delivery boy? Or are you a shop that sells paper for drawing on?
No, I'm a delivery.
A delivery man, a delivery boy, right? You deliver newspapers, do you?
I do. That's not paper.
It's not paper, that is it?
Yeah. It's paper. It's a spoon. Mummy, you heard some Nino, Nino, didn't you? Nino, Nino, Nino. It was a newspaper man. It was. And they collect all the paper. And all the man said, he wants some money, do you? I said.
Well, yes, I suppose if you delivered my newspaper, I'd have to pay you, haven't I?
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Is that enough?
Yes. There you go. £6.
£6? Thomas, what's all that doing?
I don't know. That's my money.
It's bread, isn't it?
Sorry, I've done that, Ned.
No, don't hit the plant, Thomas, because you'll break it. Thomas, don't.
Sorry! It was a purpose. Thank you very much. done again.
Have you had enough to eat, darling?
I can't think because I can't. No, because Adina is too flashing so hard.
I beg your pardon?
Flashing too loud.
What's flashing too loud?
My sirens.
What siren?
My siren on my lovely wagon.
Oh, right.
Mummy, I got to write. COS, one of these papers. Yeah. And COS, he's a lorry. He's a big lorry here. We're in new strategy.
Okay. Do you know how to write CRS?
E-R-S.
Is it CRS? I'm never quite sure what you're saying because I don't know what these lorries are. Is it CRS? Let me write CRS.
No, you can't because it's my job for the day.
Well, so
what? It's mine. No, don't get any papers.
Oh, just that.
No, I don't want to see it. I want to
look, CRS, is that what you see on the side of a lorry?
I don't want that pencil, it's for me. No, you're spoiling a game.
Thomas, I'm not spoiling any game. You've got to learn to share.
I don't want to share.
Well, you're going to be a very unpopular boy in school.
Because it's my job.
All right, I'll leave it alone, but I'm not sure whether you're saying CRS. Is CRS a sign that you see on a lorry?
I don't care. I don't love you anymore.
Can you?
I threw it in the newspaper cloth. Well, you blew away.
Don't put those on the floor, Thomas. Don't! Now, I told you not to.
Ew. Oh, I want to get down.
Well, while you're down there, please pick up the pencils. Oh, on the floor.
I'm going to get another table.
It's fine now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, say, while you're down there, please really pick up the pencils. That's a good boy. Thank you.
No, it's not a good boy. No, I'm going to steal them.
You're going to what?
Steal them!
Steal them?
Yes.
Fair enough. I don't know what's the matter with you today, I really don't. The trouble is sometimes when you're like this, you're then poorly the next day. You're not feeling very well.
I'm not feeling very well.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
Does your tummy hurt?
No.
Your headache?
No.
You feeling hot?
No.
Thirsty?
No.
I think you're all right then, aren't you?
No, I aren't.
We thought this before sometimes, that you've not been in a very good mood, and then you've been poorly, haven't you? I don't think you're poorly today. I think you're just being difficult. Well, I think we shall soon go for a walk. What do you think?
I don't want to go for a walk.
Don't you?
I don't.
I've seen you putting your pencils in Daddy's shoe.
Ow! Ow, my head!
What, have you done, bumped your head on the table?
Yes.
Billy.
Ow, Mummy, give me a hug.
Oh, Sam!
On the rocking chair.
Earlier on when I wanted to give you a hug on the rocking chair, you wouldn't play. Oh. Thomas, your body feels wet. Have you had a wave?
No.
Yeah? Just a bit wet. Do you want your body?
No.
Have you sat in something wet?
No.
It's only a little bit damp, it's not really wet.
It's damp.
It's damp, right. Come on, what's the problem today?
I bumped my head now, there's no more problems.
You bumped your head and there's no more problems.
I want to get my tummy.
All right, let me just give your head a kiss.
No, okay.
Okay, are you feeling better now?
I'm not. It's still poorly.
Is it?
Every day it won't go away.
What won't go away?
My headache.
Your headache? telephone. Is this your mobile telephone? Your blue mobile telephone that Uncle David bought you? Oh, what's going on? Who's it?
Hello? Oh, Daddy Matthew. Why? You want to play a tune, do you?
Oh, you show me how to play a tune.
It does. No, it doesn't stop. You don't want it. You want it stopping, you do that.
Oh, if you want it to stop, you press that one, do you?
Yeah.
That's called the hash key.
Hash key, yeah.
Wish.
No, it says.
Leave a message after the tone or the beep. Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
Well, are you going to leave a message then?
No.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello.
Bye-bye.
That's a very nice mobile phone.
And telephone's still on.
Oh, it rings as well, isn't it? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's there?
It's the tractor man.
The tractor man?
Yes.
Hello, tractor man, what are you doing today?
I'm just standing in the field.
Are you?
You want to come and have some chocolates?
Not really, no.
Here's a chocolate thing I'm going to around to you.
Oh, right.
These ones. You want to buy some chocolates? You want to have some chocolates down to you?
Not really, no, but go on.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. How did you spot that box of chocolates they were supposed to be hidden?
Mummy.
Yes.
This is a present for you.
Is it?
Mummy. Mm. Oh, this man is opening the field and a big wagon can get past.
Right, okay. You're not being nice to me just because you want a chocolate, are you, Thomas?
It's not my chocolate. I'm going to leave it round to you.
Oh, are you? Right. Okay. Felix has come to the door. Perhaps he wants to join in with the fun. Tractor man.
I'm nearly there.
Are you?
I am, Mary. I am. Look, I'm going to let my telephone hang me.
Right, okay.
Because I don't want to lose it.
No, you mustn't lose your mobile phone, must you?
Will you stop? I'm wearing some pants.
There's a pair of pants on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Do-do-do-do.
You must have fallen off the scarecrow in the field.
Oh, come on, I'm trying to get past. I'm going to go next to the tree. Yeah, stop.
Can I track to mine?
I'll give you some chocolate.
Oh, thank you. Are you Farmer Giles?
I am Farmer Giles.
Let's have a look in here. Oh, it's empty.
Oh, dear.
Oh, empty.
Let me see. I didn't look.
Oh, wow. There you are, one for you.
Thank you.
One for me. And then that's it. No more now, okay?
There, in the rubbish bin.
Put that in your wheelie bin. Put it in a wheelie.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Can you pop the box back, please?
There you go. Put it there. And here, then it won't see
him. Right. Is it hidden again now?
Right.
Very good. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Anyway, could I leave my chocolate wrapper in the back of your lorry, please?
Yeah.
Your tractor, your trailer, rather. Mm. Mm, that was delicious.
Now I wish it.
That's a bit naughty, isn't it? Having breakfast, not having a chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when you were very young?
Yes.
I used to give you some chocolate buttons after your breakfast.
Yeah.
You used to get them, didn't you? At the end of breakfast when you'd had a lot of fruit. You don't actually eat a lot of chocolate, really, do you?
Just leave one on the nose. Thank you, Bob. Farmer Pickles.
Farmer Pickles?
Yeah.
Is that somebody from Postman Pat, Farmer Pickles?
No, it's from Bob the Builder.
Oh, is it? All right, Farmer Pickles is Bob the Builder. What's the farmer in Postman Pat called? Is it Peter somebody?
Yeah.
Peter Fogg, is it?
Yeah.
Peter Fogg's farm. Right. What other farmers do we know? We know Old MacDonald, don't we, from the song? Old MacDonald had a farm.
No, I don't want to sing that because I'm not a farmer. I'm just a farmer.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. The farmer with a mobile phone and the change.
Well, I'm very delicious.
Very delicious.